Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government. Thank you, guys.
Probably just as dumbfounded by all that ridiculous spending by our federal government, it is our friend, the host of Fox and Friends First, Todd Pyro.
I thought my children had taken control of your airways.
I recognized that music, didn't you?
What it was, and I was thinking about what to say to you in the intro, and I almost said, Todd probably knows that song because he's a dad of young children.
Oh, I know that song inside and out. First of all, spectacular song. The only problem is you didn't play the full song. In the beginning, the first person who sings is the guy with the hook who wants to play the piano.
Brad Garrett.
And he says, "I've always dreamt to be a concert pianist." You can imagine that when you are a 4 or 2 year old, that word sounds like something else.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Why are we playing the Tangled?
Because he's Flynn Rider. You missed that last week.
Yeah,
I am Flynn Rider. And so my 4-year-old, we have communicated to her that those are two different words, and she enunciates when she sings the song. Unfortunately, our 2-year-old has gone into daycare yelling the word
yes.
All over, and there have been some calls. So
that's funny. That is fun. Yeah, Carl had that all queued up for you this morning, and we thought we'd play it underneath Caroline Leavitt, absolutely schooling the liberals who gathered in front of the Congress yesterday complaining about cuts to USAID spending. I mean, Todd, how did this happen? How did this get so out of control?
Oh, I deleted the email. You know, I shouldn't have deleted that email from where they enumerated everything.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Caroline Leavitt said it, but like, my problem isn't even with the LGBTQ events that they're funding or the fact that they're doing, you know, programs. Just do that in America. You know, like maybe, you know, there's a lot of your listeners are probably like, well, we shouldn't be funding that stuff, period. But if it's about health practices and things along those lines, you know, there could be a value there. But the fact that we're doing it in Serbia, like, I said this on the Big Weekend Show this weekend. Put on your mask first before you put on the mask of the people next to you. We are $36 trillion in debt. We got to put our mask on first, and yeah, then we can worry about the other people. Because nobody else worries about us.
Yeah, I would agree. It's very true. I watched you on the Big Weekend Show. I thought you did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I was watching when you guys cut away to the news conference from D.C. for the National Transportation Safety Board. And when the guy in the glasses stood up to start talking, I almost texted you and said that I don't know what's wrong with this guy, but how did he become the spokesman for the NTSB? He was their nerd, right? He was the guy that was telling you the code number on the side of the box. Like, anybody
right
listening in that news conference had any idea what the hell he was talking about. And fortunately, the other guy took over again and said, "All right, let me put that in English for you."
Well, I will qualify your comments. He started out exactly like this, and I'm
yes,
like, I don't care about any of this information.
Yeah.
But I will say, halfway through, he got into a few more specifics that I thought were relevant.
Yes.
And we had John Scott. John Scott was literally sitting a foot away from me because we wanted to have him on. We knew this news conference was coming. We wanted to have him on afterward to break down what we heard. And I was making eye contact and kind of like scribbling notes and talking to John during various portions of that. And John latched on to a lot of what he said. So first half, we're looking around like, dude, I don't need this number. This is a waste of our time. But yeah. I thought he improved. And, you know, then the end was impassioned. And one of the questions I asked with the guy who was the, you know, the guy who talks for the common people that you referenced, he says none of these ideas and suggestions are ever implemented when the NTSB gives them. And I was like, really? I thought 100% of them would.
No. The Inman guy you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
I thought he did. I thought he did a very good job. I Cam and I, and obviously you have been. We've been in these news conferences where sometimes after the third or fourth question, all the good questions have been asked, and then reporters feel like they need to ask something, but what they're asking doesn't make any. Like it's already been answered, and the guy was really getting frustrated with people asking the same questions over and over again.
That always drove me nuts because
yes.
I didn't go to a press conference when I was reporting on the field, and I still do this whenever I have these opportunities. I don't go there to get myself asking a question.
Yeah.
I go there to get sound for the piece that I'm going to write. So as soon as I get the sound I need, I kind of check out. I want to get going. I want to get writing because I like to spend my time putting pen to paper. These people are like, so tell me, what's a plane? You know, and it's you know, stop it.
Well,
it sounds stupid.
These local news stations, I know I was told this when I worked here in St. Louis, they say it's all about transparency. So you have to let the viewer listen to you asking the question.
Yeah, that is
a smart question.
Yeah.
The problem is Grady Trimble, our Fox Business colleague, asked all the good questions.
Yes.
So, but that's not his fault. He's doing a good job. Like every question he has, I know him. I understand his voice. I recognize it. I was like, okay, good question. Really good question. Then other people are like, how do you spell plane? You know, you sound like a moron.
It was ridiculous. Todd, we've run out of time, my friend. Great job over the weekend, though. We enjoyed watching you.
And next week, I want more songs from Tangled. Please make it happen.
We will do it. The order is in. Todd Pyro there, host of Fox and Friends First.
Get more at 971talk.com.